World. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As more and more foreign dignitaries arrive in London ahead of the Queen's state funeral in a few hours, many of them have been paying tribute and their respects to the late monarch. AP correspondent Karen Shamus explains.
President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were among thousands of mourners to enter Westminster Hall, where the Queen's coffin lay in state. Biden made the sign of the cross and put his hand to his heart as he stood quietly by her casket. As he signed the Queen's book of condolences, the president told reporters how he felt about her as a person.
Decent, honorable, and all about service.
He even said she reminded him of his own mother.
She had that look like, are you okay? Anything I can do for you? What do you need? And then also, make sure you do what you're supposed to do.
Other dignitaries to sign the book were Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
Her reign was truly majestic.
Canadian President Justin Trudeau said he remembered her as a child.
Her presence throughout my life had been constant, inspiring, and graceful.
Karen Chamas, London.
Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has promised his country that there will be no let-up after a series of Ukrainian victories, taking cities and towns back from Russian troops. He said that there would be no lull until all of Ukraine is freed. Russian shelling hit the cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine over the weekend, and the British Defense Ministry warned that Russia is likely to increase the attacks on civilian targets it suffers on battlefield defeats. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Facing a complex set of challenges that try humanity as never before, world leaders are convening at the United Nations this week under the shadow of Europe's first major war since World War II. A conflict that has unleashed a global food crisis and divided major powers in a way not seen since the Cold War. The many facets of the Ukrainian war are expected to dominate the annual meeting, which convenes as many countries and peoples confront growing inequality, an escalating climate crisis, the threat of multiple famines, and an internet-fueled tide of misinformation and hate speech, all atop of a coronavirus pandemic that is halfway through its third year. For the first time since the United Nations was founded atop the ashes of World War II, European nations are now witnessing war in their midst, waged by a nuclear-armed neighboring Russia. On February 24th, the invasion not only threatens Ukraine's survival as an independent democratic nation, but as leaders in many countries worrying about trying to preserve regional and international peace and prevent a wider war. Hurricane Fiona has struck Puerto Rico's southwest coast as it unleashed landslides, knocked the power grid out, and ripped up asphalt from roads and flung the pieces around. Forecasters said that the storm could cause catastrophic flooding and threaten a dump-to-dump historic levels of rain with up to 30 inches possible in isolated areas. Fiona on Saturday is now lashing into U.S. territory that is still recovering from a string of strong earthquakes and Hurricane Maria, a Category 4 storm that caused deaths and destruction across the island in 2017. And more than 3,000 homes have only a blue tarp as a roof. SpaceX Sunday launched 54 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit. The launch from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station is in Florida was the sixth flight for the Falcon 9 first stage booster. Bad weather last week scrubbed several launch attempts. Recapping our top story, as more and more foreign dignitaries arrive in London ahead of the Queen's state funeral, many of them went to pay their respects to the late monarch anyway. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.